and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today, I'll be reading The Marvelous Minstrel. Once upon a time, there was a marvelous minstrel who walked through a forest all alone and thought about all kinds of things. When there was nothing more to think about, he said to himself, "I'm getting bored here in the forest, and I need to get myself a good companion." He took his fiddle from his back and began playing a tune that resounded through the trees. It was not long before a wolf came trotting through the thicket. "Ah, here comes a wolf. I don't have any desire to see a wolf," said the musician. But the wolf came closer and said to him, "Oh-ho, dear musician, what's that lovely tune you're playing? I'd like to learn to play that way, too."
"You can easily do it," responded the minstrel. "You only have to do as I say."
"Oh, minstrel," the wolf said, "I'll obey you just as a pupil obeys his teacher."
The minstrel told him to come along, and after they had walked some distance together, they came to an old oak tree that was hollow inside and split down the middle.
"Look here," said the minstrel, "if you want to learn how to fiddle, you must put your front paws into this crack."
The wolf obeyed, but the minstrel quickly picked up a stone, and with one blow he wedged the wolf's front paws in so tightly that the beast was forced to stay there like a prisoner.
"Wait here until I get back," the minstrel said, and he went away.
After a while, he said to himself once more, "I'm getting bored here in the forest, and I need to get myself another companion." He took his fiddle and played another tune that was heard throughout the forest. It was not long before a fox came slinking through the trees.
"Ah, here comes a fox," said the minstrel. "I don't have any desire to see a fox."
The fox came up to him and said,
"Oh-ho, dear minstrel, what's that lovely tune you're playing? I'd like to learn to play that way, too."
"Oh, you can easily do it," said the minstrel. "You only have to do as I say."
"Oh, minstrel," the fox said, "I'll obey you just as a pupil obeys his teacher."
"Follow me," said the minstrel. After they had walked some distance, they came to a footpath with tall bushes on either side. The minstrel stopped, grabbed hold of a little hazel tree, and bent it down to the ground. Then he held the top down with his foot while he bent another little hazel tree down from the other side.
"Well now, my little fox," he said, "if you want to learn something, give me your left front paw."
The fox obeyed, and the minstrel bound the paw to the tree on the left.
"Little fox," he said, "now give me your right paw."
He bound this one to the tree on the right. After he made sure that the knots were tight enough, he let go, and the little tree shot up into the air and jerked the fox up high so he was left dangling in the air.
"Wait here till I get back," said the minstrel, and he went his way.
Once again he said to himself, "I'm getting bored in the forest and need to get another companion." So he took his fiddle, and the sounds reverberated through the forest. Then a little hare came hopping toward him.
"Ah, here comes a hare," said the minstrel. "I don't want a hare."
"Oh-ho, dear minstrel," the little hare said. "What's that lovely tune you're playing? I'd like to play that way, too."
"You can easily do it," said the minstrel. "You only have to do as I say."
"Oh, minstrel," the little hare answered, "I'll obey you just as a pupil obeys his teacher."
They walked some distance together until they came to a clearing in the forest where an aspen tree was standing. The minstrel tied a long cord around the little hare's neck and attached the other end to the tree.
"Move lively, little hare," the minstrel cried out. "I want you to run around the tree 20 times.
The little hare obeyed, and after he had done that 20 times, the cord was wrapped around the tree 20 times, and the little hare was trapped. No matter how much he pulled or tugged, he only made the cord cut deeper into his soft neck.
"Wait here till I get back," said the minstrel, and he went off.
In the meantime, the wolf had yanked and pulled and bitten on the stone. He kept working at it until he finally freed his paws and drew them out of the crack. Bursting with anger and fury, he rushed after the minstrel, intending to tear him to pieces. When the fox saw him running along, he began to wail and scream with all his might,
"Brother Wolf, come help me! The minstrel tricked me!"
The wolf pulled the little trees down to the ground, bit the rope in two, and freed the fox, who went with him to get revenge on the minstrel. They found the little hare tied up and released him as well. Now all three began searching for their enemy. As the minstrel walked along his way, he played his fiddle once again, but this time he was more fortunate. The sounds reached the ears of a poor woodcutter, who was instantly compelled to stop working whether he wanted to or not, and he went to listen to the music with his axe under his arm. "Here comes the right companion at last," said the minstrel. "I never wanted beasts in the first place, just humans." Now he began to play so beautifully and so delightfully that the poor man stood there as if he were under a magic spell, and his heart leapt for joy. As he was standing there, the wolf, the fox, and the little hare came running up, and he could see that they had something evil in mind. So he raised his glittering axe and stood in front of the minstrel as if to say, "Whoever wants him had better watch out, because he'll have to deal with me first." The animals were frightened by this and ran back into the forest, while the minstrel played one more tune for the woodcutter out of gratitude. Then he moved on his way. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on Magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other episodes, you can find them on our website, www.grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. Thank you for listening.